This is the sample assessment for the Certificate in ESOL for Work at NQF Level 1, Speaking and Listening Outcome 2. Listen to the recording and answer the questions that follow. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 3 minutes to read the questions before the recording begins. You will also have 2 minutes between the two recordings.
Good afternoon. My name's Chris Holloway and I'm a careers advisor with the local authority. I'm here today to offer some tips to help you find a job. Let's start with the most obvious then. You can do a lot of searching online. Apart from specialised job sites like Total Jobs, Monster and Fish for Jobs, most large organisations have details of vacancies on their websites. You can usually find job vacancies on newspapers' websites too. Smaller, local employers are more likely to advertise in local papers, whereas adverts for professional and senior vacancies tend to appear in national papers. Another thing you can do is sign up with recruitment agencies. There's no limit to how many you can sign up with. Also pop into your local careers office and job centre to look at their vacancies, and remember that some employers advertise vacancies on outdoor signs, that is, outside their premises. So keep your eyes and ears open. These are all traditional approaches to job seeking, but estimates are that about 70% of jobs are filled without being advertised. This can be due to an internal candidate filling the post, someone being notified word of mouth, or by the applicant inquiring on spec if there's a vacancy. So you need to be creative to ensure you're in the running for these unadvertised jobs. Use Yellow Pages to get names and contact details of suitable employers. You can drop in to see employers personally or send them a letter. If you decide to visit in person, you will probably enter at the reception. Ask politely if you can speak to the manager or the person in charge of the department you're interested in. If you get to see them, you should stress you're very keen to work for them and tell them what you can offer the company. If you can't see them at that moment, you should ask for their name and leave a CV. If you decide to inquire on spec by post, you should send off a CV with a covering letter explaining what you can offer the organisation. It's important to send it to the person who's in charge of hiring in the section you're interested in, not the HR department. You could get the name of the person in charge by calling reception or looking on the organisation's website. If you don't hear anything back, follow up with a phone call a week or two later. It's not pushy to do this. They may have not contacted you because they were busy, and even if there is no vacancy, they may keep your details on file for future vacancies. Networking is all about exploiting contacts. These could be work contacts or friends and family. You can network at professional functions. Even if you're not working, you can still attend conferences and events, though bear in mind that they may be costly. You can use these events as a means of networking in your line of work. Let everyone know you're looking for a certain type of work. The more people know you're looking for work, the more chance you have of being told about an unadvertised vacancy. And don't underestimate friends and family. Even if you think an uncle or a friend couldn't possibly have a useful contact in your area of work, they might surprise you.